Many true and profound instructions for closing the womb entrance have been given above. It is impossible for anyone of high, average, or low capacities, whichever he may be, not to be liberated by them. Why is this? Firstly, because consciousness in the bardo state possesses supernatural perception of worldly things, so he can hear what I say. Secondly, even if he was deaf and blind, now he has all the senses complete, so he can hear what is said. Thirdly, being continually overcome by fear, he is thinking undistractedly what to do, so he listens to what I say. And fourthly, as the consciousness has no support, it comes directly to wherever the concentration is directed, so it is easy to guide. The mind is 9 times more clear, so even if he is stupid, by force of karma the mind becomes so clear, at this time, that it can meditate on whatever is taught. Essential points such as these are the reason. For the same reason, it is also helpful to perform the rituals for the dead. Therefore, it is very important to persevere in reading this great liberation through hearing for up to 9 days. Even if he is not liberated at one showing, he will attain liberation at another. That is the reason why not one, but many showings are necessary. Even then, there are many kinds of people who are not used to doing good actions, but were extremely skilled in doing evil actions right from the start, and through the influence of many powerful veils of error, are not liberated, in spite of being shown and given these objects of meditation so many times above. So now, if the womb entrance has not been closed before, a profound instruction for choosing the womb entrance will be taught below. One should call on the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas for help and repeat the refuge, then call the dead person by name 3 times and say these words. O child of noble family who is dead, listen. Although you have been shown with the instructions above so many times, you have not understood. So now, if the womb entrance has not been closed, the time has come to take a body. There are not one but many true and profound instructions for you to choose a womb entrance, so understand and do not be distracted. Listen well with intense concentration and understand. O child of noble family, now the signs and characteristics of the continent where you are going to be born will appear, so recognize them. Examine where you are going to be born and choose the continent. If you are going to be born in the eastern continent, noble body, you will see a lake adorned with geese and ganders. Think of resistance and do not go there. Although it is full of happiness, it is a place where Dharma does not flourish, so do not enter it. If you are going to be born in the southern continent, Rose Apple Island, you will see luxurious, beautiful dwellings. You should enter it if you can. If you are going to be born in the western continent, enjoyment of wish-fulfilling cows, you will see a lake adorned with horses and mares. Do not go there, but come back here. Although it has great pleasures, it is a place where Dharma does not flourish, so do not enter it. If you are going to be born in the northern continent, unpleasant sound, you will see a lake adorned with cattle or with trees. Recognize them as signs of taking birth and do not enter there. Although it has long life and merits, Dharma does not flourish there, so do not enter. If you are going to be born as a god, you will see beautiful, many-storied temples made of various jewels. If you are fit to enter there, you should enter. If you are going to be born as a jealous god, you will see beautiful groves, or what seem to be revolving wheels of fire. Do not enter there at all, but think of resistance. If you are going to be born as an animal, you will see, as through a mist, rock caves and holes in the ground and straw huts. Do not enter there. If you are going to be born as a hungry ghost, you will see tree stumps and black shapes sticking up, shallow caves and black patches. If you go there, you will be born as a hungry ghost and experience all kinds of suffering through hunger and thirst. So do not go there at all, but think of resistance and persevere strongly. If you are going to be born as a hell being, you will hear songs sung by those of evil karma, or you will have to enter helplessly, or you will feel that you have gone into a dark land with black and red houses, black pits and black roads. If you go there, you will enter hell and experience unbearable suffering through heat and cold, from which you will never get out. So do not go into its midst. Do not enter at all, but be careful. It is said, close the womb entrance and think of resistance. This is needed now. O child of noble family, even though you wish not to go, you have no power of your own. You are helplessly compelled to go. From behind, the avengers of karma pursue you, and in front, avengers and murderers drag you along. Darkness, hurricanes, violent storms, noises, snow and rain, fierce hailstorms and snowstorms will whirl you around, and you will escape from them. Then in escaping, you will look for a refuge, and you will find safety in the luxurious houses described before, or in rock shelters or holes in the ground, between trees, or in the round cavities of lotus flowers and so on. Hidden there, you will be afraid to come out, and you will think, I cannot go out of here now. And through fear of leaving, you will become very attached to that place. You are afraid of meeting those terrors of the bardo if you go outside. You feel extreme fear of them. And so you hide inside and take a body, however bad it may be, and will experience all kinds of suffering. That is a sign that demons and evil forces are obstructing you now, and at this time there is a profound instruction, so listen and understand. At this time of terror, when you are helplessly pursued by the avengers, you should immediately visualize with your whole mind the blessed supreme Haruka, or Hayagriva, or Vajrapani, or your Yidam, if you have one, with a huge body and thick limbs, standing in a terrifying attitude of wrath which crushes all evil forces into dust. Separated from the avengers by his blessing and compassion, you will have the power to choose the entrance of a womb. This is the true profound secret of the instruction, so understand it. O child of noble family, the gods of meditation and so on are born through the power of samadhi. A large class of evil spirits, such as hungry ghosts and so on, have changed their attitude while in the bardo state. Then they are able to appear in various illusory forms of hungry ghosts and demons, and are transformed into that mental body itself. The hungry ghosts who dwell in the depths of the sea and the hungry ghosts who fly through space and all the 80,000 classes of negative forces and so on have taken on that mental body by changing their attitude. At this time, the best thing is to contemplate the great symbol of emptiness. But if you cannot do that, then take part in the play of illusion. If you cannot do that either, at least do not be attached to anything, but meditate on the Yidam, the Lord of Great Compassion, and you will become a Sambhogakaya Buddha in the bardo state. O child of noble family, if you have to enter a womb in this way through force of karma, the instruction for choosing the entrance to a womb will now be taught. Listen. Do not go into whatever womb entrance appears. If the avengers come and you cannot avoid entering, meditate on Hayagriva. Since you now possess subtle supernatural perception, you will know all the places in turn, so make a choice. There are two instructions, for transference to a pure Buddha realm and for choosing an impure samsaric womb entrance, so act in this way. Transference to the pure realm of space, of purified faculties, is directed like this. Ah, how sad it is that I still remain in this muddy swamp of samsara even now, after such a long time of countless ages without beginning or end, and while so many others have already become Buddhas, I have not been liberated. From this moment on, I feel sickened at this samsara. I dread it. I am worn out with it. Now it is time to get ready to escape. So I must bring about a spontaneous birth in a lotus flower at the feet of the Buddha Amitabha in the Western Blissful Realm. With this thought, concentrate intensely on the Blissful Realm in the West. It is vital to make this effort. Or else, if you direct intense concentration, one-pointedly and without distraction, toward whichever realm you wish, the pure realm, or complete joy, or the densely filled, or the realm of willow leaves, or the palm tree mountain, or the palace of lotus light in Urgyan, you will immediately be born in that realm. Or if you wish to go into the presence of Lord Maitreya, in the joyful realm, Concentrate on this thought. At this moment in the bardo state, the time has come for me to go into the presence of the Dharma King Maitreya in the joyful realm, so I will go, and you will be born spontaneously in the heart of a lotus in the presence of Maitreya.